Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Deceiving myself.
Am I deceiving myself?
RCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Countries are preparing for President Trump's newly announced tariffs to take effect later this week. ABC's Selena Wang has more on reaction.
Our global trading partners, they have been bracing for this moment, and the reaction to President Trump's announcement of those sweeping new tariffs that go into effect next week really range from relief to shock, because we're talking about tariffs that range from 10 to a whopping 40%.
Economists say tariffs likely means higher costs for U.S. businesses and ultimately consumers. House Speaker Mike Johnson making a surprise visit to Israel today. He's expected to meet with Israeli officials in the coming days, with talks centering on a Gaza ceasefire. It comes as the humanitarian crisis grows in Gaza, with aid groups warning of mass starvation. In the southeast and the plains, a lingering flood threat due to severe storms this week. And smoky skies in the Midwest are keeping health alerts in place until midnight. That haze from Canadian wildfires. This is ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good evening. Time for a news update on WRCO FM, brought to you by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. The forecast for tonight: partly cloudy, feeling comfortable, areas of fog developing after midnight, a low of 55. Monday, areas of fog early, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, some haziness remaining, and a high tomorrow near 81 degrees. We'll have news for your evening right after this message from TC Auto Works.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
With news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. A Richland Center resident died in a fatal crash in the town of Clyde. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Friday night at approximately 7:45 p.m., the Iowa County 911 Center received a report of a serious crash on State Highway 130 north of Spring Valley Road in the town of Clyde. The preliminary investigation indicates that Lucas Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, was operating a motorcycle northbound at a high rate of speed when he lost control on a curve and struck a guardrail. Bystanders and emergency responders immediately attempted life-saving measures, but despite their efforts, Lucas Weitzel was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. This marks Iowa County's sixth fatal crash of 2025. Emergency response to the incident included Lone Rock Fire Department, Dodgeville EMS, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the Avoca Fire Department, and UW MedFlight. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that state residents can become community scientists by participating in the Game Bird Survey, open now through the end of August. These surveys are designed to measure the reproductive status of game birds, an indicator of the productivity of Wisconsin's game bird population. The data from these surveys, along with harvest information, provide DNR scientists with the key elements needed to make informed management decisions for their species. Participation in the Game Bird Survey requires no registration, and observations can be recorded using a mobile device. Members of the public can collect information on the types and numbers of game bird broods they observe during the summer months. This information is the basis for monitoring the reproduction of game birds for the breeding year. The deadline to submit observations is August 31st. In a vehicle, participants should only record sightings when their vehicle is stopped and not in motion. For more information and a link to download the survey, it's all available on the DNR's Game Bird Survey webpage. Two Wisconsinites have now died from a rare tick-borne Powassan virus this year. Officials at the Department of Health Services informed Civic Media that two people have died from the virus and at least eight others have been hospitalized. Civic Media's Melissa Kay explains what Powassan is and how it's spread.
We know black-legged ticks, also called deer ticks, are responsible for spreading Lyme disease, but they're also the culprits behind the recent confirmed cases of Powassan virus in our state. The symptoms are similar to viral encephalitis or inflammation of the brain.
Fevers and headaches and malaise, not eating, not drinking, not communicating. So basically brain on fire symptoms.
That's Dr. James Thatcher. He's a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. He said that while the virus is rare, the severity is alarming. If you've received a tick bite and develop any symptoms, you should let your loved ones know and seek medical care immediately.
If you're not well, you should really make sure you're in communication with family if you're alone and make sure that someone's checking on you. My biggest concern with viral encephalitis is dehydration.
Dr. Thatcher said the best way to protect yourself is to prevent bites in the first place. You can use chemicals like DEET, but natural alternatives also work.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, clove that help repel ticks, but also the other bugs.
The Richland County Highway Department will be blacktopping in Allison Park on State Highway 80 Tuesday, August 5th. The Highway Department will be closing the intersection of State Highway 80 and Sunset Lane from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If possible, please avoid that intersection. Archers interested in applying for an opportunity to receive a 2025 Dane County Parks Archery Limited Access Permit may apply through Monday, August 11th. The program provides opportunities for archers to hunt deer and fall turkey on specific county lands within the required DNR hunting license agreements. This year, 213 limited access archery permits will be available. Youth 15 years of age and younger may accompany and hunt under the direction of a valid permit holder. Participants 16 years of age and older are limited to one permit, non-transferable, for one property for the fall hunting season. Archers who would like to participate in the archery program will have until midnight Monday, August 11th to apply online. DaneCountyParks.com/recreation/hunting/archery. The fee for the online application is $3. Winners will be selected through a random computer drawing on Tuesday, August 12th. Winners will be notified via email with a link to purchase the permit for the property. 1. Permits must be purchased online by 4 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, August 25th, or will be forfeited and entered into a second drawing. Once purchased, a plastic permit will be mailed, which must be carried and visibly displayed by the permit holder while hunting. The cost of the permit is $20 and helps offset the program administrative costs. Dane County also offers hunting opportunities that require no access permit. To find out more information on the county wildlife areas and all public lands open to hunting within Dane County, check the hunting opportunities page of the park's website, or you can call 608-224-3730. National Night Out events will be held around the country this Tuesday, August 5th. National Night Out is an opportunity annually for community building campaign. It's held on the first Tuesday of August every year, and it promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer, more caring places to live. Betsy Raisler is the program director for Partners for Prevention.
It started in 1973 in Ohio. And we hadn't implemented an event here in Richland Center, so the Partners for Prevention reached out to law enforcement because it did begin as a partnership between law enforcement and the community as a way to strengthen partnerships. So that expanded to first responders. So it has a long history in the United States, and you know, see something, say something, partnerships, giving a common citizen the ability to assist with law enforcement if there's issues. And so it's been a great tradition as a national event, and now we have one here locally in our fifth year.
Partners for Prevention began National Night Out in Richland County in 2020 as a way to complete a goal of building partnerships in the community. Once again, Program Director Betsy Raisler.
Our number one goal is to increase collaboration in the community. So this is an event that does that specifically, brings groups together. Our specific mission is to reduce substance use among young people. And so as a event like this, bringing people together, that builds relationships. And so who knows what you can do beyond an event? You can do other things, building on those relationships and connections.
The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be hosted by the new nonprofit Richland County National Night Out, made up of members of law enforcement, the fire department, ambulance, and members of Partners for Prevention of Richland County. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gauld says it's an opportunity for the community to meet law enforcement, fire, and ambulance in a non-stressful environment.
I think it's important just to introduce the kids to the firefighters, to the sheriff's department, the city police, in a non-emergency situation, because if they just see us, they could be scared of us in our turnout gear, and it's probably a really bad day if we're there. And this way they can see the trucks and understand that we're not scary people in our gear with our SCBAs on and things, that just neighbors trying to help out our community members.
The fifth annual National Night Out will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. at a new location this year. This year's event will be held at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The evening will include canine demonstrations, emergency vehicle displays and demonstrations, a first responder team challenge, Tiny Acres Animals, Bounce Houses, DJ Music with Phil Nee and Gary Goodconnect, and back this year will be the K9 5 Walk Run, beginning at 5:30 with registration at 4:30. The fifth annual Richland County National Night Out will be held Tuesday from 5 to 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Everyone's invited, all ages included. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase from the Kiwanis Club, Lions Club 4-H, and the Boy Scouts.
Come visit the Aiki School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Good evening. It's time for today's vital statistics for Sunday, August 3rd, 2025, from WRCO-FM. Michael E. Molzoff, 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held Monday at 3 p.m. at the Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville. Military rights will be accorded by American Legion Post 24 and VFW Post 2474 of Platteville. the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory of Platteville is serving the family. Michael E. Molzoff, 74. Myona M. Young, 99 of Boscobel, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held Monday morning at 11 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Monday from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. Croix Hospice or the Boscobel Rescue Squad would be greatly appreciated. Myona M. Young, 99 of Boscobel. Frank J. Gunlock, 80 of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died July 27th at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Tuesday from 10 o'clock until the time of the service at 11. Frank J. Gunlock, 80 of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Robert Bob Frankie, 90 of Mauston and formerly of Bloom City, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held Tuesday, August 5th at 11 at the Mauston Methodist Church. Burial will be in the Evergreen Cemetery south of Mauston. Friends may call at Crandall's Funeral Home of Mauston on Monday from 4 to 9. Friends may also call at the Mauston Methodist Church Tuesday from 9 o'clock until service time at 11. Robert Bob Frankie, 90 of Mauston and formerly of Bloom City. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21 of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21 of Richland Center. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90 of Avoca, died Wednesday at Upland Hills Health. A private graveside service will be held at St. Malachi Cemetery in Clyde. The Luloff Peterson Hauck Funeral Home is assisting the family. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90 of Avoca. If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. The air quality alert has been extended once again, now in effect until noon on Monday. We're going to continue to have wildfire smoke moving into the area from the fires up in Canada. As we continue heading into tonight, partly cloudy skies, and it's going to feel comfortable, but it's still going to be on the hazy side. Some areas of fog could possibly develop in the overnight hours. Lows will be dropping down to the mid-50s, winds will be on the calm side. Heading into our Monday, we're looking at areas of fog in the early morning hours possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies and hazy conditions are still going to be lingering. Highs in the low 80s. Winds will be coming mostly from the southeast, around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday night, we're going to get partly cloudy skies and some fog is possible during the overnight hours. Lows in the mid to upper 50s. Winds are expected to be, once again, on the calm side. And then going into Tuesday, decreasing clouds are expected with slightly humid conditions. A possible light shower could pop up in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Winds will be coming mostly from the east-southeast direction, around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny with slightly elevated humidity levels. Possible fog rolling in after midnight. Highs are expected to be in the low to mid 80s. Thursday is going to give us a potential early morning sprinkle, otherwise mostly sunny skies and slightly muggy. It's going to be a bit warmer as well, highs in the mid to upper 80s. As we get into the end of the week on Friday, partly cloudy skies, it's going to be warmer and slightly humid. A potential shower could move in later at night. Highs are once again going to be in the mid to upper 80s, getting closer to the 90 degree mark. Saturday, mostly sunny skies, very warm, and going to be humid. We are looking at a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. For WRCO and meteorologist Heath Bradberg, have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The morning low today at WRCO-FM was 52 and the high yesterday was 80. The record high for today comes from 1988 when it was 98, the record low 45 in 1966. A year ago, 87 the high, 67 the low. No precipitation to report today, none yesterday as well. The sun will set today at 8:21, sunrise tomorrow morning for your Monday at 5:54. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hass. During tonight's sports report, we'll take a look at a Packer getting inducted into the Hall of Fame and a look back at home talent baseball playoff action in a game heard on the radio today. This report is brought to you by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Cordon Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Good evening. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters Club. How about the Arena Aces? They picked up a big victory today in Blanchardville. Phil Lee was on hand.
Back in and ready, locked and loaded. All set to go with the 1-1 offering. There is the pitch. Reached out and touched the left field. I think he got under it. The left fielder is back. Jack Cady's got it in deep left field. And this one belongs to Arena. They'll be playing in the Western Section Championship game next week. The Arena Aces win in the semifinal in Blanchardville. Final score is 8-4. Arena scoring a couple of times in the second inning, and they went on for victory, adding 3 runs in the fifth and 3 runs in the seventh to get the victory. Nate Jennings worked the first 4 innings, and Eli Alt the final 5. The two combined for the pitching victory. Hunter Enloe, Tyler Simmons, and Tyler McKean pitch for Blanchardville on the day. For the batting-wise, it was Arena's Alan Spurley with an RBI double, actually 2 RBIs in the 5th inning, which kept Arena's inning alive. They wound up scoring 3 runs that inning, and it put them ahead to stay. Also, Trey Schulte was 2-for-5 with an RBI. Alex Stotts had a key RBI in the game. Eli Alt had a double. He scored twice, 2-for-3, was on base a total of 5 times on the day. For the Bullets, they were led by Drew Schlemm, who has 3 doubles on the day, 3-for-5, and he had an RBI as well. For Arena, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors, which proved key. On the other side, Blanchardville, 4 runs, 8 hits, and 5 errors. Arena will play at Verona next Sunday in the Hometown of Baseball Western Section Championship game. Verona was a 12-1 winner today over Belleville in the other semifinal game in the Western Section. Once again, the final score from Blanchardville, it is an 8-4 victory for the Arena Aces over the host Bullets. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Mee.
Thank you, Phil. The Milwaukee Brewers continue winning as well. They have taken 3 in a row from the Washington Nationals with a 14-3 victory today in a game heard on our sister station, WRCE. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski has been placed on the 15-day injured list with a left tibia contusion. The team made the announcement today ahead of the All-Star right-hander's scheduled start against Washington. The designation was retroactive to Thursday, a few days after he took a line shot to the shin in the first inning against the Cubs. Mizorowski told reporters today that he anticipates missing about 2 starts and being ready to go after the 15 days. Right-hander Logan Henderson was recalled from AAA Nashville. He's expected to start in his place in those missed starts. The Milwaukee Brewers put outfielder Jackson Chirio on the 10-day injured list after evaluations of a strained right hamstring revealed more significant issues than expected. Chirio was injured Tuesday when running on a bases with a triple in the 5th inning. The move was made retroactive to Wednesday, though manager Pat Murphy said the 21-year-old Chirio will likely require more than a minimum stay on the IL. Chirio is hitting .276. He has 17 homers, 67 runs knocked in, and 18 steals for the MLB leading Brewers. He was replaced on the active roster by outfielder Brandon Lockridge, acquired by the Brewers on Thursday from San Diego. And Sterling Sharpe stood at the podium a few feet from his bronze bust. He took off his new gold jacket and handed it to fellow Pro Football Hall of Fame brother, Shannon Sharpe. Shannon had given Sterling his first Super Bowl ring, and now Big Brother was returning the favor on stage after the crowning moment of his football career. Eric Allen, Jared Allen, and Antonio Gates joined Packer Sterling Sharpe as the class of 2025 was inducted into football immortality during a ceremony at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium yesterday, where the Los Angeles Chargers beat the Detroit Lions 34-7 on Thursday. That kicked off the NFL preseason and the NFL Hall of Fame weekend ceremonies. I'm Adam Hess.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
A reminder that the air quality alert has now been extended through Monday at noon. The air is expected to be unhealthy for sensitive groups due to particulates from wildfire smoke. Otherwise, for the remainder of your day, hazy sunshine, a few scattered clouds this afternoon, a high of 80. Partly cloudy, feeling comfortable tonight. Areas of fog will develop after midnight, 55. We will wake up to areas of fog early Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, haziness remaining, and the air quality alert could be extended past Monday, a high of 81. Mostly sunny Tuesday, partly cloudy by the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. thunderstorm and a tad more humid, a high of 83. And your midweek forecast, Wednesday, overall partly cloudy and humid with a high of 85.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
100.9 WRCO. Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his room. Sweating for a little summer cash. Raise them hard, raise them tough, bring them up to have their brothers back. Let them ride around in trucks, making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo. Let them fall,
wasn't a saint. Cause girl, I'm the one that's with you. They can shoot you a wink, they can buy you a drink, try to steal your attention. They can talk a big talk, they can walk a big walk, but I know you ain't going home with me. Girl, nobody, nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do. Yeah, nobody, nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do. You like your coffee and how hot you like your bed. I know what makes you angry and what makes you laugh. I know the taste of your lips, every inch of your skin, the little things that turn you on. I know that look in your eyes when they look back in mine saying, baby, take me home. Girl, nobody, nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do. Yeah, nobody, nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do. I'ma love you till the good Lord comes back for me and you. Girl, nobody, nobody, nobody gonna love you like I do. I'm gonna love you, love you. The only way that I know I'm gonna love you.
A couple new things.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong, just making it up as we go along. Find a little rock and roll, hallelujah. Throw your hands up high if the spirit moves your day. Singing hey, hey, hey. We can do it old school, ABC style. Maybe we can go a little wild and freestyle. Mixtape, vodka and lemonade.
Alright,
like McConaughey. White vinyl, gypsy revival. Driving through the middle of the belt of the Bible. Hula girl, grass skirt, shaking on the dashboard. Where we going, we don't need no passport.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong, just making it up as we go along. Find a little rock and roll, hallelujah. Throw your hands up high. Singing hey, hey, hey. We can do it old school, ABC style. Maybe we can go a little wild and freestyle. Oh, some of us like to watch, some like to dance. But we all wake up with the same stamp on our hands. Count stars and count cars and just count miles. Doing it freestyle, you style, me style. Ain't got nowhere to be, child. Throw your hands up.
know she was back in town. Seemed like it'd been forever. She said it's good to be back home, but you know what would make it better? We still got that short bed Chevy. We put the memory miles on. I'm sure you sold that thing. I smiled and said, you're wrong. It's in the barn out back. And if I can get that thing to crank, how about a little test drive down by the lake? Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if them miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place I used to know about. Let's see if they paved that old dirt road that used to run out. Find out if that dogwood limb is still there to hang our shirts. If you ain't got nothing else to do tonight, let's see if that truck still works. I've still got two or three hair ties on the gear shift and a ball cap behind the seat. If you miss those old times, the sun sets about nine and I've got a four-wheel drive time machine. Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if them miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place I used to know.
Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem.
Cause I'm always up, make an offer, one that I won't refuse. I bought a one-way ticket on a westbound plane. 4 hours later, I was wearing shades in California, just hanging loose. I didn't pack one memory, and even though I'm free, I can't. Staring at the ceiling, I hit the beach, took a long walk. It didn't help me much. I sat down in the sand with a handful of shells, kicked off my shoes, wound me myself, and I watched the sun come up. Looking out across the sea, it's finally dawned on me.
Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Attention neighbors, your voice matters. Join Jefferson E. Davis, Wisconsin Statewide Election Integrity Coalition leader, for a town hall meeting to discuss this critically important topic right here in Richland Center. Come share your thoughts, ask questions, and learn how we can all work together to keep our elections fair and secure. The meeting is open to everyone at no cost. Let's make sure every vote counts. Don't miss this important conversation beginning at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, August 5th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. For more details, email goprc.chair@outlook.com or call area code 303-507-4430. Be heard. Be involved. We'll see you at the town hall.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
The 22nd Annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win...
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
WRCO 100.9.
So sweet and fine, throw me a line. I think it's time for the hookup.
Nelly got that homemade blue ribbon with a lemonade. But you ought to be 21 if you want sipping. Every Friday night, banjo bill, chicken picking at the Jelly Bean Hill. Everybody who's anyone gonna be up in it. Roll out that red dirt velvet rope. Round here we all know we small town famous. Way the good Lord made us. Ain't no New York, ain't no Vegas, and that's all right.
That's all right.
From the cradle to the grave, got it good, got it made. Roll your windows down and wave, 'cause everybody knows your name. Nothing's gonna fade us, 'cause we small town famous. Nothing's gonna fade us, 'cause we're small town famous. Everybody knows Crybaby Bridge, where the kids go to get their kicks. Your first drink, your first kiss, that's where you did it. We're gonna eat till it hurts at Charlie's Pizza after church. Everybody knows that's the place to be. Yeah, you all gon' feel great to me. We're small town famous, where the good Lord made us. Ain't no New York, ain't no Vegas, and that's alright. From the cradle to the grave, got it good, got it made. Roll your windows down and wave, 'cause everybody knows your name. Nothing's gonna fade us, 'cause we small town famous. Nothing's gonna fade us, 'cause we small town famous. Everything I need,
everything I need.
Why would anybody ever want me? Well, here I got
everything I need.
Why would anybody ever want to leave? Oh, yeah. We small town famous, way the good Lord made us. Ain't no New York, ain't no Vegas, and that's alright. From the cradle to the grave.
Just like him. At 6 years old, she'll pretend she's going off to work. Till that day comes when, just like mom, she'll become a nurse. It's simply traditional. It's unconditional. With no chance for a change of mind.